لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. السلام عليكم. Dear beloved people, brother and sister Muslims, I have just recited in Arabic our standard prayer called Al-Fatiha, or the opening, which is the first chapter of the Holy Quran. I will now read from the second chapter, beginning with the first verse, the chapter called the Kaf, Al-Baqarah. Bismillahi r-Rahman r-Rahim, in the name of God Most High, Most Gracious, Most Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. This book, there is in it no doubt. It is a guide for the God-fearing. الذين هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. Those who believe in the promises of God and are steadfast in prayer and spend out of what we have provided for them. والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك. And those who believe in what has been revealed to you, وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, and what was revealed before your time, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, and in their hearts they have assurance of the hereafter. God speaks the truth. Now I will address the world community of Islam in the West, formerly called the Lost Crown Nation of Islam, or the Nation of Islam in the West. I'll be speaking to you on purpose, aim, and goal in this community. Beginning with the term purpose, our purpose is the revival and the restoration of pure Islam. When we speak of reviving Islam, we are referring to the kinds of teachings or the kinds of preachings that were done by many, many Muslims since the days of Prophet Muhammad of Arabia to bring the Muslim community back to the everyday practical teachings in Islam. In America, our community began with the teaching of Master Farid Muhammad. And when we say master, we mean teacher. In England, or in Europe, we find that heads of education, partners of education, or school teachers are still today called school masters. So by master, we mean teacher. It is important in Islam to understand the difference between the title teacher and the title reverend. in my contact with a preacher, a teacher, a religious teacher, Christian teacher, who prefers to be called pastor, he brought my attention to the difference between the title reverend and the title pastor. He said he preferred to be called pastor. Reverend put stress on the requirement or the need to respect or to revere the person wearing that title, whereas teacher suggests the giving of knowledge to others, and knowledge dignifies those who possess it, who truly possess it. The Honorable Master Father Muhammad, in his own symbolic way, using symbolic teaching, mystical and symbolic teaching, he added the teachings of black nationalism and the teachings of the genesis of creation, the teachings on the original man, on the birth of Adam, and with it, he put black on the original man and took white off the original man, making the original man black and the Caucasian so-called white and not original. He reversed the psychology, and with it, he brought us to practice Islam in our lives. We began practicing the habit of shunning pork, staying away from all pork meat, refusing any alcoholic beverages, not accepting to smoke cigarettes or use tobacco, and wearing decent clothes, the men dressing decently, and the women dressing decently, as it is the practice in Islam. And this decent dress and Islamic mentality served to revive Islam in the West. But this revival was a revival in mental discipline, moral discipline, and physical discipline. It did not concern itself too much with spiritual revival or spiritual discipline. Instead of beginning, as Prophet Muhammad, may peace be on him, peace and blessings be on him, began, calling the people's attention to the reality that there is one God, and that that God is creator, and all else is creation, Master Salih Muhammad overlooked that, the importance of that, and put his stress on material discipline, physical discipline, the dignifying of the mind by rejecting thoughts, ideas, or beliefs that work inferiority in our mind. And instead of bringing the pure oneness of God, separated from creation and matter, he brought us the Christian concept of God, the God and in man, having a father before him who was God, and being born as a savior for the salvation of the so-called Negro, as you would call it. Revival in this new day, or in the second resurrection, goes back to the pure teachings of Islam to correct the total life of this community, of America, and we hope the world. These practical teachings began first with the rational and practical spiritual belief that God is one, God is most high. In fact, there is no perfect translation of the term or the expression Allah into English. We say God, but actually Allah means a definite God, whereas the term God can be applied generally. When we speak of the God of the Christians, we are speaking of the God of the Jews and the God of the Muslims, because that God is the creator of everything. But if we speak of the God of some other religious society, we might be speaking of a God that is limited and not the creator of all things. So to get around the problem of addressing a limited God, the ancient word Allah, the word that we find in the ancient history of the Meccans, is the word for God in the Quran. Allah means most high and almighty power. That is Allah. And we say God, but we should understand as Muslims, we mean the creator of all things and the master, the ruler of all things. Our revival preserves all of the good achievements of the first resurrection while purifying the teachings we mean getting rid of those things that were of a temporary nature and that were just means taught in the end but had no reality that would allow them to continue forever. What were some of these things? The belief that the physical black man and his physical blackness made him superior. That was one of these things that had to be corrected. Another one is the belief that the Caucasian race is physically aggressive race. Whereas the fact is, when we understand the teachings of Master Fun Muhammad, is that only the mentality is aggressive in the Caucasian race. Their physical bodies are a product of the physical environment or creation, just as every physical object or every physical thing is a part of this physical universe and came about naturally as this physical universe came about naturally. But it is the mind that can be grafted. And grafting the mind, we create in the person who accepts that to be grafted, a grafted mentality. And with a grafted mentality in time, the person's habit will form in him a nature, a natural disposition, and natural attitude that will be the nature of grafting. So we refer to that nature in the those possessing grafted mentality, grafted mind, or grafted mentality as grafted nature. When we understand the new language of the new resurrection, or the second resurrection, the new world of Islam, then we understand the secret teachings and really the powerful teachings in terms of wisdom that was given to us by Master Fazl Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, after accomplishing the revitalizing of Islam and the revival of Islam in our physical life, a revival that manifests in the eating of proper foods, the wearing of proper dress, the speaking of Islamic language, I don't mean Arabic language, I mean giving the greetings of the Prophet, As-Salaamu Alaikum, and returning it, Wa Alaikum Salaam. And in saying the prayer, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, and in identifying with righteous people, living a daily life as a Muslim, taking baths once a day, keeping our towns clean, refusing to carry on the habit of vulgar language, or using vulgar language in our home life or in our life, showing at home and abroad that we are clean and upright, dignified men and women, giving our lives to righteousness and resisting wickedness, lies, falsehood, and filth. This is the manifestation of the first resurrection, and it was and is first revival. In the term restoration, revival takes a higher step or a new gear. By restoration, we mean an increase in our knowledge that brings clear understanding into our lives as Muslims. This increase in knowledge